Welcome to the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This almost daily summary of the 2007 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this daily Tour de France summary. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's daily tour brought to you by the Fredcast. Well, happy Monday to you all. It's time for Stage 15 of the Tour de France. It's Monday, July the 23rd, 2007. Today's Stage 15 takes the riders from Foix to Ludon-Vieille. It's 196 kilometers. There'll be two intermediate sprints, one Category 2, two Category 1, and one Beyond Category climb. Going into today's stage in the yellow jersey, it's still Michael Rasmussen from Denmark. Tom Bonin still in the green jersey, Alberto Contador still in the white, Michael Rasmussen still owns the polka dot, but you'll see Juan Mauricio Soler wearing the polka dot jersey today. Well, let's talk a little bit about Stage 15, because, you know, just when you think the Tour de France can't get any more exciting, along comes another day where the men in the peloton put everything they have into their race and create legends on the mountains of the Alps or the Pyrenees, and today was just such a day. Let's talk about Alexander Vinokourov. I know his name keeps coming up, but Vinokourov may have just etched his name into the book of Tour de France legends. Now, before I tell you about today's Stage 15, let's look back on what Vinokourov has been through so far this year. Now, first, there was the terrible crash in the first week of the Tour de France. That sent Vino to the hospital for dozens of stitches in both knees and his elbow. Stitches in your knees, riding a bicycle. They sort of seem like they don't go together, right? Now, as a result of that crash, Vino has spent plenty, and I mean plenty of time, at the back of the field conversing with the race doctor. Over the weekend, however, he literally shocked and surprised everyone when he tore up the roads of Albi France to win the individual time trial. But then, just a day later, he cracked yesterday on stage 14, falling way off the back of the field, losing much precious time and taking himself out of contention for the general classification for the yellow jersey when we get to Paris. Now, what we didn't know when I recorded the Daily Tour yesterday was that Vino's troubles weren't limited to just being tired and losing time. He was also involved in sort of a bizarre crash toward the end of the stage. There was a fan who was waving a flag. You see them all up and down the roads, especially on the climbs. They're waving the flags of their country or of their favorite rider. And there was a fan waving a flag, and it got caught in Vino's teammate's Sergei Ivanov's wheel. Vino was riding behind him, Ivanov went down, and so did Vinokourov. That's way too many crashes for one guy, and really a bad day yesterday. So after all those injuries, after all that pain, after all those crashes, it seemed likely to a lot of people that once again, Vino was going to abandon the Tour for this year. We've said it several times so far this year that we thought he was going to abandon, and he didn't. We really expected to see that yesterday, last night, or perhaps today. But of course, would I be giving you all that buildup if that's what happened? No, instead, Alexander Vinokourov won today's Stage 15 of the Tour de France, and he did it by nearly a minute over his closest competitor. So let's talk about today's stage. Early in today's stage, a 25-man break went away from the main field, and this break consisted of a number of names, names that we've heard quite frequently this year, including Vinokourov, Denis Menchov, Kim Kirkin, George Hincapie, and others. Now, at the summit of the first climb, when that came, it was the Category 2 Col du Port at 27.5 kilometers into the stage. This climb is 11.4 kilometers long with an average gradient of 5.3%. At the summit, points went to Juan Manuel Garate, Johann Chop, Gorka Verdugo, Juan Jose Cobo, Alexander Vinokourov, and Stefan Goubert. At about 38 kilometers into the race, Christophe Lemivel from Crédit Agricole went down in a crash and had to be taken away in an ambulance with a suspected broken collarbone. He's now obviously out of the Tour de France. Now, Gerald Steiner's Bernhard Kohl and Bouygues Telecom's Johann Schopp soon attacked the break and went away on their own for a time, but Vinokourov's group stayed in the chase and eventually caught them. So that at the first intermediate sprint, 68 kilometers into the race, the points were won by Daniela Benatti, Sergei Ivanov, and Bernhard Kohl. Then came the second climb of the day, also a Category 2 climb. This is at 98.5 kilometers into the race. Here, the points were taken by Laurent Lefebvre, Patrice Algon, Juan Manuel Garate, Sergei Ivanov, and Ruben Perez from Euskaltel. Now, the group of 25 continued to ride together all the way to the top of the next climb, which is a Category 1 climb, the Col du Mont, which came at 114 kilometers into the stage with 82 kilometers to ride until the finish. Here, Garate took first place, second Lefebvre, third Algon, fourth Benatti, fifth Kohl. Then at the second intermediate sprint with 69 kilometers to go to the finish, it was Benatti, Arvesen, and Vaugrenard with the points. Now from that point on, the group of 25 would no longer continue to work peacefully together because the riders knew that the toughest parts of today's stage were yet to come, and that meant that they finally had the chance to put the hurt on the rest of the competitors out there on the field. Now just before they reached the base of the Beyond category Port Dubai, five riders made a break, and the riders were Johann Schopp of Bouygues Telecom, Sergei Ivanov of Astana, Inigo Landaluz of Euskaltel, David Arroyo of Casa de Parña, and Bernhard Kohl of Gerold Steiner. Once the riders got onto the climb, things broke down even further as riders were literally spread all over the mountain as the leaders charged uphill, and Vinokourov kept a nice group together, including Sergei Ivanov from his own team. Chasing the breaks, 8 minutes back was a group of general classification contenders, including Michael Rasmussen, Levi Leipheimer, Alberto Contador, Andreas Klöden, and others. And at the top of the climb, first place points went to Kim Kirkin, second David Arroyo, third Johann Schopp, fourth Juan Manuel Garate, and fifth Haimar Zubeldia from Euskaltel. Now when the lead riders reached the beginning of the day's final climb, the Category 1 Col de Parasord, there was a lead group consisting of David Arroyo and Kim Kirkin. After an amazing effort by Sergei Ivanov to help keep Alexander Vinokourov in the hunt for victory, Vino went off on his own, attacking relentlessly on the climb and moving forward to try to bridge the gap to the leaders. Kobo, Zubeldia, and Garate went with Vino into the gap, and Vino's group soon caught the race leaders. And following several attacks, Vino went away from everyone for a solo summit amidst epic Alpe d'Huez-like crowds of fans. These people were crowding like crazy. There was one point where you were looking at the TV shot and you could not tell where Vinokourov was because of all the fans. At the top of the climb, it was Vinokourov in first place, 30 seconds ahead of Zubeldia, and then Kirkin, and then Kobo. From there on, it was nearly all downhill to the finish in Ludonvier. The TV cameras pretty soon forgot all about Vino, figuring he had the stage victory well in hand, and they started following the yellow jersey group. All the way up the climb, the riders in Rasmussen's group behaved in what I would consider a very civilized way. Not a single person wanted to attack or test until finally Alberto Contador attacked the yellow jersey group, and only Rasmussen was able to follow. As they rode together to the summit, Contador mounted several attacks, but each time Rasmussen caught him and brought him back. Pretty soon, Vinokourov was making his way through the streets of Ludonvier, and about 100 meters before the finish, he looked back, saw no one, pumped his fist in the air. He then checked his jersey for that finish line picture, raised his hands in the air, and won his second stage of this year's Tour de France, almost miraculously so. Meanwhile, Rasmussen and Contador were on the final small climb with about 1.5 kilometers to go. Contador attacked again, but Rasmussen once again hung with him, and so it went until the final finish. So the final stage standings for today's Stage 15, in first place, Alexander Vinokourov. Second went to Kim Kirkin, 51 seconds behind Vino. Riding with Kirkin at the finish, Haimar Zubeldia from Spain and Euskaltel in third place. Fourth place, 58 seconds behind Vinokourov, went to Kobo. Fifth, 2 minutes 14 seconds behind Vinokourov, went to Juan Manuel Garate, and the times fell off from there, with David Arroyo coming in 3 minutes and 23 seconds back, Bernhard Kohl 4 minutes 25 seconds back, along with Christian Vandevelde. Ninth went to Ludovic Turpin, 5 minutes and 16 seconds back, and then finally, in 10th place, 5 minutes 31 seconds back, was Contador, and 11th, Michael Rasmussen, and for good measure, in 12th place, George Hincapie, 5 minutes and 47 seconds back. So following today's stage, Here's how the top standings are for the yellow jersey, for the general classification. Michael Rasmussen still in first place, followed by Alberto Contador, 2 minutes, 23 seconds back. And Contador is looking like a possible contender for the yellow jersey in Paris. Also a contender in Paris, Cadel Evans in third place, just 4 minutes back. In fourth place, still a possible contender, is Levi Leipheimer from Team Discovery, 5 minutes, 25 seconds back. In fifth place is Andreas Klöden, 5 minutes and 34 seconds back. Carlos Sastre's 6 minutes, 40 seconds behind Rasmussen. 7 minutes, 27 seconds back in seventh place is Haimar Zubeldi after a great, great ride today. In eighth place, it's Andrei Kochechkin, 7 minutes, 54 seconds back. In ninth, Kim Kirkin from T-Mobile, 8 minutes and 24 seconds back, and still holding on in the top 10, having a great ride so far this year. From Team Euskaltel in Spain, it's Mikel Astorloza, and he's 9 minutes and 21 seconds back behind yellow jersey Michael Rasmussen. One final note for today. Freddy Rodriguez had to abandon the Tour de France during today's stage, so he is now out of the Tour de France for 2007. Well, tomorrow is a rest day. I think the riders are looking forward to it. The commentators said that they were looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it as well. I can't lie to you. But Wednesday is stage 16, and it proves to be a tough one. On Wednesday, the riders will go 218.5 kilometers from Orthez to Guret. There are two intermediate sprints, one Category 3 climb, two Category 1 climbs, and two beyond category climbs, including another mountaintop finish on the Col du Aubisque. So it is going to be a grueling stage on Wednesday. Hope that you'll be with me for not only the Daily Tour podcast, but also for my live Twittering at twitter.com/dailytour. Enjoy the rest day. I know that I will. We'll see you back again on Wednesday. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or send a voicemail to area code 206-203-FRED. Be sure to follow the frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is Daily Tour. There's no space between daily and tour. And you can sign up for these updates at twitter.com. That's twitter.com. And please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. I'll see you all again soon for another episode of the Daily Tour podcast, brought to you by The Fredcast and Fredcast Tours. Thanks once again for listening.